Hey, welcome in, everybody. It's a Metro Rooter Wednesday, one day away from the start of the NFL season, just a few more after that, and your Jags will be kicking off in Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, getting this thing underway. Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony here with you. Tony, while I'm on the subject of random college musings, all right?
Yeah.
I already told you this question had crossed my mind earlier this week, and I had not brought this attention to the attention of one Ryan the Hacker Green, who is a big proponent of the theory that Florida has to schedule all these home games. It's why they don't play anyone out of conference and never play anyone on the road out of conference other than Florida State.
Sure.
Which is mandated by law in the state of Florida. Are they canceling the season now that the Idaho game, since they don't have the revenue from that home game, they must be shutting down sports in Gainesville. Am I correct?
I don't know what's going to happen.
I haven't heard of the announcement yet, but it's got to be pending any minute now that the sports programs are going to be shut down in Gainesville.
Yeah, and I hope the Gator fans who were saying that 8-4 would probably be good enough this year are thinking about it now when they ask themselves, is 7-4 really good enough?
Because you're counting on that
right.
One, I think.
Is 7-4 really good enough when you were assuming the win against Idaho as one of your eight? Does that really make you feel any better, Gator Nation, now that it's just probably not even going to be played?
Well, Tony, what if they're 4-7, but they lose them all by 7 or less? You know, that was thrown out there as a theory a moment ago as well.
A different measuring stick
I suppose.
College in the NFL.
I think you're right. And but you and I just found an example. It was Don Banks in the video. I cannot... For the life of me. Unless you have like a brand new MacBook Pro or
Sports
something like that.
Sports Illustrated is trying to shut down your
computer. Do not open SI.com's website. It's unbelievable, man. Why did the most profitable, I mean, SI, I don't know how profitable they are these days, you know, the whole move away from the print industry, what have you, but NFL.com is the single worst site.
It's terrible.
As far as you know, that I go to that has trouble loading on a regular basis.
It's terrible.
It's unbelievable how much, I don't know what it is, if it's bandwidth, I don't know what's going on, but there's way too much happening there, for you to just pop on and read a quick story. It takes 5 minutes for anything to load, but if you had the patience to take a look at the NFL preview story, if you went to SI.com, let's say like, right now, Blake Bortles' picture headlines the NFL preview story.
It's almost like they knew we were going to be clicking over in chat.
Fantastic. Maybe, and you know what, Tony? I wonder if it's that specific. Do you think the different
pictures up? Like there's a cookie or something, yeah.
There may be.
Something that...
SI.com does all the regional covers. You know, on one, they'll have Mark Long from the Associated Press on the cover.
I feel like Dan Hicken today.
Rolling
in late.
Ah, well, put your feet up and you'll...
Hicken rolls in an hour late every day, right?
No, he does. He's there at 7 o'clock every day.
You're a hardworking man. You're covering multiple teams.
Well, I think it's the travel is what...
Is that what it does
yet? Well, no. I mean, I just don't... I don't like this morning. I don't account for school zones.
Ah.
So I hit two school zones in Waldo and then in Lottie there and... slowed you down.
Mark Long is here. Let me just tell people what we found here in Don Banks' preview of the NFL. He decided to write an article, or SI decided to put it together, which is not an article, but it is one link that you click on, and it's a different video for every team. So in that story, it's 32 videos trying to load on your page at the same time.
Oh.
So unless you're like Tony and you've hacked into ENIAC, okay?
Yeah.
He's got the original... cells from ENIAC running his laptop over there. Don't try this at home.
No.
But Don Banks picks the Jacksonville Jaguars to make a second half run and end up with a wild card berth, ladies and gentlemen. So, whereas
Jeff Gil Brandt of NFL.com did the same thing, picked them as a wild card.
Picked them as a wild card team. And I think Jeff is right for the vast majority. You know, you hear there's a lot of positivity around the team, but then when it comes to time to put your reputation on the line, it's still in that 4-6 win range for most of these prognosticators out there. So I don't know if Don Banks is right or wrong, but certainly people have sat up and taken notice of the transformation of the roster up to this point.
Well, there's a theory in sports that you bet on the jockey, and it applies to football, basketball, baseball, whatever it is, that when the talent is close, you bet on the jockey, and in this case, people are betting on Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley.
Got to be betting on Gus, though, going at this point, right? Because the team's put together for the most part.
Sure, absolutely.
Isn't the jockey in NFL circles the quarterback?
Well, maybe you can make that argument. Maybe, yeah, you could make that argument. But I'm talking in general. It's the guy leading the horse, and that's, you know, yes, I get what you're saying. It's usually the quarterback, but it's usually the head coach. And when it's close, the head coach can make all the difference in the world.
Andy Reid went to Kansas City last year. In part, not, and they had other changes, drastic changes in some cases to the roster, but
Chip
big
Kelly,
part of their
Chip Kelly
around.
Made the playoffs in year one.
Right. Because they, only they got rid of that bum Andy Reid.
And, exactly. That the head coach makes all the difference in the world. And that's what people are counting on in Tampa Bay. A lot of people think they've got the talent down there on both sides of the ball. And that Lovie Smith will come in and make the difference.
That's a team that's spent pretty heavily in free agency. I mean, they've got some frontline guys that they brought in. They needed to. They lost Revis, but Altron Werner is a good, not household name, cornerback in the National Football League. They brought in some help on the defensive line as well. Obviously drafting Mike Evans, and we'll see if McCown can duplicate his success from last year. But I just thought it was interesting to see at least, you know, a couple of national pundits out there. And look, everybody wants to be the first one, right? Everyone wants to be right, and they want to be the most clever guy. So you pick it. What is the repercussion if they don't make it? Nothing, really. But the gain, if you say, wow, this guy actually had the Jags in the playoffs and they make it, you look like a semi-genius.
Well, and if you pick the same four teams that won the same eight teams that won the division last year, and you pick the same, how many teams go to the playoffs?
That would 12,
be 12, 12 teams, the four, yeah. The 12, same 12 teams.
In our sport, yeah. Four in yours, maybe.
The same 12 teams in the playoffs, you'll be wrong. It doesn't happen. It does every, what is it? What's the streak, Tony, of
it turns over about half of it turns over.
About
50%. I think it's 6 or 8 straight years a team that finished last in a division has won the division.
That's a good streak. And also there for a while, the 13 years, I think the streak reached of a minimum of 5 new playoff teams every year for 13 straight years. We all fall into the trap. You look around, you say, wow, Seattle's going back, you know, Green Bay's going, yeah, the same teams are going back, and sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, you don't factor in injuries at this point in the year.
You can't,
you can't possibly. Yeah.
Right.
So you're assuming everybody's healthy. Those are the teams that on paper look like they'll be back, but the reality is it won't happen, and so you hitch your wagon to a team that's on the rise, and I think everybody who's anybody who looks at this franchise sees that this franchise is turning things around.
A lot of people think San Fran is going to flounder a little bit this year. A lot of injuries, right? And they've looked like garbage in
injuries,
the preseason.
Injuries, suspensions. Now what happens with Ray McDonald now?
McDonald, who Harbaugh reiterated, you hit a woman, we don't want you on the club. Here, I mean, they could be talking. This guy's been a long-time starter for them. Alden Smith suspended for 9 games. Navarro Bowman out for about half the year. That's a pretty good chunk of
They lost Glenn Dorsey to injury.
They've lost a bunch.
Yeah.
But
Whitner left, right?
If
Whitner
I said
left?
Million yeah. bucks, yes or no, Seattle, Denver, and the New England Patriots, do they all make it back to the respective championship games this year? What's the safer bet, yes or no?
No. No. It's always the safer bet there.
Because you got the field.
Because it's parity.
All right, if you're going to pick, will Seattle make it to the NFC Championship game this year? I'm just asking you if you had to pick that in a vacuum. Yes or no?
I say yes.
Okay,
but
yes.
You throw $1 million on there,
I get
the
it, but you take Denver to make it back to the championship
sure.
game?
Sure.
What about New England?
No.
No, who would you pick? If you're picking one team ahead of them. That's all I'm asking.
Tough. Dead air.
There's not much in the AFC.
The AFC's rough.
I mean, what
are you
going to
put
Cincinnati?
Like it's a guarantee that they're going to win their division.
You know what? I'll take Cincinnati. I'll take Kansas City. Was not a bad choice.
I was hoping you'd say the Jags, but apparently you don't have any faith in the jockey, in the whole jockey system. But
Houston.
You got my point, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still, I would think, if I were picking individually, I would think those three teams are still favorites. You know, I would make them betting favorites anyway to make it back to the respective championship games.
No, I definitely would. And the NFC is a lot cloudier than the AFC is. I mean, it really is difficult to figure out.
More good teams.
Right. If you're not going to put New England at number two, then who are you putting at number two?
And it may be
Cincinnati. It's tough in the AFC. In the NFC, it's like, is Seattle going to be in the championship game? Well, I don't know. Green Bay looks good. New Orleans looks really good. They got San Francisco and Arizona in
that
division.
But you know Seattle's going to be good.
Right.
Right? I mean, you know they're going to win 12 games just by showing up.
Sure. And with the idea that San Francisco, I think, is going to struggle, especially the first half of the season, if Seattle is going to win that division, that means they're going to be playing at home at some point in the playoffs, and they're not going to lose a home playoff game. I just don't believe they'll lose a playoff game at home. I mean, so it's, if they have to go on the road,
game, maybe
okay.
Home field advantage in the NFC in the playoffs when it's all said and done.
Let's play devil's advocate here, too. I mean, they lost
Seattle's
Red Bryant.
Terrible.
They lost Red Bryant. They lose
Chris Clemens. Sure.
We don't know what Marshawn Lynch is. Honestly.
Right, they lose Brandon Browner.
They lost Brandon Browner.
They lost a couple guys.
They lost Golden Tate.
Yep. Walt
Thurman. Is Percy Harvin going to be, you know, it could be, you know, with Lynch at his age and Percy Harvin at his injury, you know, I don't know what they've got on offense other than Russell Wilson.
Going into his third year.
You think they're going to be fine?
I think they're going to be fine. I personally think they're going to be fine.
I think defensively they'll be okay, but I don't
think Russell Wilson's
where they're at last year.
Getting ready to put his name in the conversation with a lot of bigger players. I mean, just hard to ignore what the guy's done over the first couple of seasons.
Yeah, those third-round picks from 2011, they're big time. 2012.
Yeah, well, they got Wagner in the second round. They got.
He missed that.
What happened? What was it?
The banger.
It was the weapon.
Well, I know the okay. What the Jags did in the third round.
Well,
they didn't take Russell Wilson. Right. We all know. You know.
Okay.
It's not Anger's fault. It's somebody else's fault. We all know who that is. All right. 641-1010. If you want to get in today, your Tom Bush Family of Dealerships fan feedback spotlight. We're running out of time to ask the big questions. On Friday, we're going to have you predict the season, for the Jags record wise, where they finish up, among other things. Actually, Friday we're going to do keys to the game. Yesterday we did predict the season.
Yes, we
did. Tomorrow we're going to do, Super Bowl. Contestants, what you see the Super Bowl matchup, because tomorrow's the kickoff of the NFL season. Today is who wins MVP for the Jags in 2014. Make your case for whoever you choose.
By the way, what was your record when you picked the season?
Tony and I haven't done it yet. We're going to pick it probably Friday. But I'll tell you right now, I'm going to pick probably 7-9, 6-10, something like that. I mean, I don't think I'm not going to sit here and tell you they're going to be a 9 or 10 win team. I still think
Prosser,
it's an uphill
battle.
Prosser
says 8-8, or else he's disappointed.
He can be mad. Prosser's always mad, though. It's like the Hulk in the Avengers. That's his secret. He's always mad, so he doesn't need to get mad to transform. All right,
he
Mark
wants a college-type turnaround.
Well, yeah, I mean, but college-type turnaround goes both ways, as we saw in Gainesville last year. Metro Rooter brings you the show every Wednesday. You want to get on board, 641-1010. Mark Long is here. Fat Tony is here. I'm Mike Dempsey. It's Jaguars today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, this is Jaguars Today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
This is Coach Gus Bradley.
Do your job!
Join Jeff Lagerman and me every Thursday night at 6 for the Gus Bradley Show here on the home of the Jaguars, 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
The flagship station of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Clonmel and Cadillac means luxury, performance, and service you can count on. Since 1905, Claude Nolan Cadillac has served as the preferred Jacksonville Cadillac dealer. A pillar of the community, Claude Nolan Cadillac has been owned by the same family from day one, so you know you can count on them to take care of you when looking for your next vehicle. They also have more master technicians than any other dealer in the area. Claude Nolan Cadillac is located on 4700 Southside Boulevard. Go see them today.
Problem with your sewer?
Dial 695-1911.
Don't tell me, let me guess, call Metro Rooter.
Dial 695-1911
for Metro Rooter.
Nobody likes to have plumbing problems at their home or business, but if you do, call Metro Rooter. We provide fast same-day service with the right parts and equipment on hand to get you up and running. For all your plumbing and septic tank needs, call the best. Just pick up the phone and dial
695-1911 for MetroRooter.com.
I'm attorney David M. Graham, an insurance law advocate. People purchase insurance policies to protect them from accidents, natural disasters, and mishaps beyond their control. When a disaster turns your world upside down, you should have comfort knowing that you have an insurance policy to protect you and your family. But that's not always the case. At Graham Law PA, we will fight against the insurance companies that have denied your claim and get you the money you deserve. Call us at Graham Law PA, 567-6529, for a free consultation today. Offices, Jacksonville.
For many of us, shaving's a pain. It's uncomfortable, it causes nicks and cuts, and razor blades today are outrageously expensive. But not Harry's Razors. Harry's makes their own blades, so they cut out the middleman. Harry's razors are high-quality, high-performing, German-crafted blades for a better shave that respects your face and your wallet. I'm talking factory-direct pricing. Harry's are about half the price of the other big-branded blades, and they ship for free to your front door. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades at your local retail store when it's half the price at Harry's? On average, an everyday shaver saves $150 each year on blade when using Harry's razors. So experience a clean, close, comfortable shave today with Harry's razors. Get started on your new shaving experience by visiting harrys.com now and picking the shaving set that's right for you. That's Harry's razors. Satisfaction guaranteed. Visit them at harrys.com.
Hi, this is Joe Butler from Black Creek Outfitters. September is the time for fun, football, barbecue, and tailgating. Now, that may not make you think of Black Creek, but we do have big green eggs for smoking, a great selection of rainwear to keep you at the game if the weather changes, and sandals from Olakai and Rainbow so your feet feel good. And don't forget, we deliver for free on any kayak, paddleboard, or big green egg purchase in the Jacksonville area. Black Creek Outfitters, your hometown outdoor store, owned and operated by the Butler family since 1983.
For Clutch, 1010 AM and 92.5 FM in Jacksonville. Get your first glance of Sunday's matchup on Sawyer Gas Jaguars Kickoff with David Lamb and Hacker, Sunday morning at 9.
Crank it up and get it done.
On 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Jags on three. One, two, three, Jags!
Hey, this is Tony of Tony D's Pizza. When you want authentic New York pizza and pasta, come to my place, Tony D's Pizza. If you can't make it in, we can deliver it to you guys. Tony D's Pizza, Bay Meadows and 9A.
Planning for your future is not just for the rich and famous. Talk to a professional every Saturday at noon here on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Managing Money Matters, hosted by David A. Cossack.
Sterling Roofing, the proof is in a Sterling Roof.
Does a great deal on a Kubota BX Series tractor sound good to you? Then it's time to visit Coastal Equipment during our Gear Up and Go sales event. Save big on a Kubota BX, the top-selling subcompact tractor for the past 11 years. With a Kubota BX Series, you get a quality Kubota diesel engine and a wide variety of performance-matched implements. Gear up now with zero down and 0% financing for up to 60 months. And for a limited time, get a customer instant rebate of $1,500 when you buy two implements. Get down to your local Kubota dealer today.
Jaguars Today from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Studios at Everbank Field. 10 to noon weekdays on 1010XL 92.5 FM. Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, sports medicine provider for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Jacksonville Sharks, and Jacksonville University.
Let's compare the BMW 320i to the Mercedes CLA. The 320i has rear-wheel drive for superior performance and handling. It's backed by no-cost maintenance and has that legendary 3 Series history. The Mercedes CLA doesn't offer any of those things. The BMW 320i, the ultimate driving machine.
For maintenance terms and conditions, see bmwusa.com/ultimate service.
Start your search by visiting tombushbmw.com or opbmw.com and see us for a test drive today.
The number one station for Gator Nation. 1010XL at 92.5 FM, Jacksonville Sports Radio.
What is this?
Oh,
Spin
oh, I
Doctors?
Forgot.
What is this?
No.
No.
Not this.
Oh, no. What is this? It's,
You want some help?
No.
I do.
We don't need help.
I do. I've got no shot.
Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed
Life. Yes, Semi-Charmed Life.
Semi-Charmed Life. Third Eye Blind.
Mm-hmm.
Third Eye Blind.
I had no idea where we're going. I thought this was
Semi-Charmed Life.
What do I know?
I'm pretty proud of today's theme. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Semi-Charmed Life. Does this have anything to do with Alyssa Milano and Shannon Doherty?
It has nothing to do with that.
My two favorite charmed actresses.
What day was I listening last week that she thought she was like, she thought she had you. Thought she had like the greatest
like every
music.
Day.
She thought she had like the greatest music day in the world.
It was Steely Dan, right?
It was Steely Dan, and you just killed her on the first love because of the lyrics, because of Alabama.
Right. That's it. Like,
and I could just feel it in her voice.
I left depressed that day.
Oh, you crushed.
She spent all like 10 seconds getting the theme ready that day too, which was.
Somebody
was
had helped her. Somebody in the building.
Steve
right?
Griffin.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
The boss.
Most of the time, I only spend about 10 seconds on the music theme, but some days, like yesterday, I put in a lot of effort and it gets completely ignored. So then I really can't win for losing.
All right, Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind.
I already made my guess. It has nothing to do with Alyssa Milano or Shannon Doherty.
Correct.
Apparently.
I'm sorry to break that to you, but that is correct.
Jags are playing at Philadelphia this week.
I hope it's not going to be, if you watch this offense, you'll go blind.
No. I am far more like optimistic that. Than that.
By the way, how was Helmets and Heels last night?
Helmets and Heels was a blast. Thank you. We talked some serious stuff with domestic violence and also players getting cut and how that affects their families. And then we got into our picks against the spread, and that was a lot of fun. So we had a good
very
time.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's the line on the Jags this week with Philadelphia?
10 is what. Well, it was 10 is according to Vegas Insider as of yesterday.
It's the only double-digit line.
I'll take the 10.
I would, too.
I'll take the 10. Right now I'm leaning towards not picking the straight-up victory. Have you made your official prediction on the season?
I have not.
Record-wise?
I have, no.
What
no.
Are you, and when is that embargoed until?
Sunday at 3 or 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Want to get a little more research in. Just a little more research needs to be done.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really get into that because, listen, you can predict it all you want and pick it and look at it. So much changes from week to week in this league. The injuries are such a factor. I mean, if you have a number of them at the same position or if it's a key position. And so I just think it could be anywhere from, based on the other teams in the division, the other teams in the league, it could be anywhere. I don't think they're capable of winning more than 9 games, but I would think it could be anywhere from 9 to 4.
Right.
I don't think it could be any worse than 4. I think complete debacle would be 4 wins.
Kind of thought that a few years ago, right?
They went 2-13.
They won 5, and we're like, oh, they made improvements. I mean, from the thinking, though, rarely would a team ever go down in victories, right? Because everyone feels like they've made improvements for the most part in the offseason. Occasionally you see a club that's been stripped down due to injury or what have you.
But the depth, they've got more depth. Like, they can survive a couple injuries right
Depends
now.
On where they come.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't. I don't think they can survive a lot on the offensive line.
By the way, the risk of shutting down all the computers on the Jaguar network now, I'm on the NFL.com site. Someone sent me a link.
NFL Dark Horses.
Via the tweet box. Let's see. This is from Nick Donovan, at Nick Donovan 6, because 5 other Nick Donovans were quicker to the trigger there. Mark Sessler. Do you know who Mark Sessler is?
No idea.
He's my new favorite NFL.com writer.
Oh, of course he is.
So he is. His dark horse team is your Jacksonville Jaguars. He said, after picking Blake Bortles to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, he's doubling down at the Jags as his sneaky team of choice. Boils down to new hope under center and a Gus Bradley-led defense set to emerge in year 2. Red Bryant and Derek Marks, Chris Clemens meshed well in August for an amped-up line that racked up 8 sacks and 36 quarterback hurries over 4 preseason tilts. Jacksonville's frisky defense will help the Jags in games until Bortles replaces the painfully bland Chad Henne. We can point to the rookie's lack of work against opposing starters, but everything Bortles was asked to do in August, he did with more poise and flair than Henne. It recalls Ben Roethlisberger's rookie season with the Steelers, during which he watched from afar in 2004 before replacing a milquetoast and dinged up Tommy Maddox just 2 weeks in. Apparently Mark Sessler not only wants you to play good football, he wants you to do it very flamboyantly.
Yeah. Right. The last graph is the key one to here.
Bortles will grab the reins by week 3 and turn Jacksonville into a team nobody wants to play by December.
That is a bold, bold prediction, by the way.
Everyone's
parts of that.
Googling Mark Sessler right now. And,
week 3.
Week 3. I mean, look.
So
is
now he's saying, now he's saying that they come home and for their home debut, against
Indy.
The Colts, yeah.
They're going with Bortles.
That's what he's saying.
That's exactly
Let's say this. Worst case scenario. Jags get, blown out, right? 21, 28 points each of the first 2 games.
Okay.
Alright, and it's like,
I've seen that.
It's like 31.
I've seen that script before.
Alright, it's like 31-3-ish scores, right? We're not talking about you scored 28 and the defense is
in. We're talking about, this is Luke McCown.
Horrible, right? A couple of pick sixes that lead to that score. I mean, that is the earliest,
yeah.
Right? I mean, week 3 is the earliest possibility. I couldn't see, no matter what happens in week 1, I don't think they're throwing Blake Bortles in at Washington. I think they'd like it to go a lot longer than that. But in the face of utter catastrophe, 2 weeks in a row on the road, home opener, I think it's possible.
I don't know. I have a hard time believing that the message they've made that message so clear and sent it home 1,000 times, and I just have a hard time believing they would make that quick of a trigger.
What's the quickest?
To me, more like week 6 or 7, that Cleveland game.
Okay.
Cleveland game home. What is that?
0-4.
Maybe the Steeler game at home. Week 5.
Week 5.
That would be, or Steelers, or week 7.
We all seem to agree, and it's not written in stone for this either, that if you're going to start Blake Bortles at some point, clearly you want to try to align that so he's at home.
I think they want to do that for the fan base. I think that's
absolutely
the best thing to do. And I think
put him in an environment where he's got that, you know, buzz and support behind him. And
it's a lot easier to play quarterback at home than it is on the road.
And no matter what the record is, you would think the enthusiasm level for his starting debut is going to be off the charts regardless. So you're going to have an amped up fan base.
So why not have it at home and take advantage of it?
Right. And look, I'm not predicting. First of all, I don't think they lose by 21 to 28 points these first couple of games. So I'm not expecting the worst case scenario, but I do think that is the one possibility. I know what you're saying. I mean, because they have been consistent all the way along, but now these games count. You know, and if you are that atrociously bad, and let's hope that's not the case, but if you are,
Yeah, let me just go back and, you know, I mentioned Blaine Gabbert and Luke McCown there in 2011. Jack Del Rio was on the hot seat. Jack Del Rio was desperate to win games. They get beat the first 2 weeks. They pull the trigger there and go to Blaine probably a little earlier than they should have. Certainly he wasn't ready. Still isn't ready.
Well, they actually won week 1. They beat
Tennessee. They did. That's right. They won week 1, and
that's right. They got blown out. They got blown out week 10. They got blown out week 2. I think he turned the ball over 4 times.
Well, yeah, he had those 2 picks that were just, I mean, unforgivably bad for a professional quarterback to throw against the Jets.
Yeah, and so, but I just don't.
That wasn't the guy they built up all summer
either. No,
you know,
that's not the. We don't have the same. There's just not the same driving forces here.
I understand what you're saying, but I mean, if you think it can happen in week 5, I don't think it's that much of a stretch to say it could happen in week 3 if you're looking at the worst case scenario for the first couple weeks of the season. Anyway, that's Mark Sessler's bold.
Well, I am clicking on USA Today has sent out its picks for the 2015 season, and I'm seeing they're going clean sweep in the AFC South. They all have the Colts, which isn't a stretch.
No, I think that they're going to be the overwhelming favorite to win the division.
Yeah, I was looking at ESPN's predictions today too, and for the South at least, a couple for the Texans, but other than that, it was all Colts. Nobody among ESPN's national guys even had the Jaguars as a wild card at that
point. Yeah, it's the same thing with USA Today. No one has the Jags as a wild card.
And look, I don't think that's
no
sign of disrespect or anything like that. It's a reflection of what's been reality for a number of years, not just the last 2, but, you know, trending in the right direction doesn't mean you're there yet either. But, and again, you do see surprise teams every year, so it's certainly possible that they jump up and at least stay in wild card contention a lot longer than some expect. All right, if you want to get in, phone lines open to you at 641-1010. Who you expect to be the Jags MVP this year, you can weigh in via social media or by calling in at 641-1010. You can go to Jaguars Today, the Facebook page, facebook.com/Jaguars Today. Weigh in on that or tweet us at MD_1010XL, at AP Mark Long, at 1010XL Fat Tony, at 1010XL Lauren, and join the conversation that way as well. Mike Dempsey, Mark Long, Fat Tony here in the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios. It's Jaguars Today on a Metro Rooter Wednesday on 1010XL 92.5 FM. Hey folks, Mike Dempsey here. I've been telling you about Dandy Sandwiches and Subs for a while now. Always fresh, always delicious sandwiches. And I tell you what, made fresh locally by a family that's been doing things right, the Thompson family, for nearly 60 years. Well, they're not just resting on their laurels and settling for the success they've already had. They're introducing a brand new line called Anytime Deli. And I tell you what, the quality of these is absolutely off the charts. Try the cracked pepper turkey breast or southern fried chicken breast. We're talking about absolutely USDA top round premium roast beef. All the most delicious meats and cheeses, all fresh. Bread's baked locally right here in Jacksonville as well. It's the Anytime Deli sandwiches, taking it up just another notch. So don't spend your entire lunch hour waiting in the drive-thru. Pop into your local convenience store, pick out an Anytime Deli. You'll find them right next to Danny in the fresh case, hand-wrapped, ready to go, never frozen. do what the label says. Enjoy it fresh anytime, every time from Dandy Sandwiches and Subs.
From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, Jaguar football lives here. This is Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Number one retail sales and segment per RL Polk, no fleet included.
Honda, I like it!
Jacksonville, Ford, Hyundai, and Toyota compared their vehicles to Honda, and the results are in. Number one selling car in the country, Honda. Number one selling SUV in the country, Honda. Number one selling van in the country, Honda. Number one in brand loyalty, Honda. Number one in ownership value, Honda. We appreciate Ford, Hyundai, and Toyota comparing their vehicles to Honda. But remember, Jacksonville, only a Honda is a Honda. Visit your local Honda dealer today.
No one likes moving. It's a big hassle. However, the pros at Hills Van Service in North Florida make it easy. Whether relocating from Orange Park to Atlantic Beach or St. Augustine to San Diego, Hills' team is fully accountable. Hills' friendly and highly trained movers have done residential, office, and industrial moving and storage, local and long distance, for over 15 years. Call now to get your free quote and free cow for a month. 781-7920, 781-7920, or visit hillsvan.com, HILLSVAN.com.
Bubba Watson, Jim Furyk, Matt Kuchar, Jason Duffner, Brant Snedeker. What do they all have in common? All PGA Tour champs, and they all got their start on the Web.com Tour. Come see the next rising star at the Web.com Tour Championship as it returns to TPC Sawgrass September 18th through the 21st. 50 PGA Tour cards up for grabs. Season finale tickets start at only $19 at WebTourChampionship.com. This is the path to the PGA Tour.
Incontinence is surprisingly common. You may well know someone who's experienced it. For information, go to tena.us/takecharge. Tena Male Guards, available at Walmart, Amazon, CBS, and other fine stores.
For the past 14 years, Heekin Orthopedic Specialists have been caring for North Florida residents in a variety of specialties that encompasses all aspects of orthopedic care. So is their reputation for the best quality of care in the Southeast. That's why Heekin Orthopedic Specialist is changing their name to Southeast Orthopedic Specialist. The same quality level of care, but now with an even broader scope of practice. 14 fellowship-trained physicians offering the finest care in our area. Heekin is now Southeast Orthopedic Specialist. Find out more at HeekinOrtho.com.
Dan Hicken, mornings on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
The world-famous Scores Gentlemen's Club and Steakhouse is open in Jacksonville. Come experience luxury entertainment with the beautiful ladies of Scores. And of course, the five-star steakhouse menu as prepared by our executive chef, Key Mayer. Don't miss the schoolgirl costume theme all day and all night on Thursdays. Or the superhero costume theme for all staff and dancers on Tuesdays. Scores is perfect for your bachelor, bachelorette, or birthday party at 4923 University Boulevard. Call 739-6966 for all the daily specials.
Hello, this is Father Nicholas Lowe. Friends, life can be full of challenges. Sometimes what we hoped or prayed for didn't work out. And oftentimes we can think that God is punishing us or forgetting about us. But those are the devil's lies. My encouragement is to turn off the devil's lies and turn to God's truths. Stay the course, knowing that whatever comes against you is not greater than the awesome God who is inside of you.
For more inspiration, log on to stjohnthedivine.com.
Jessica Blaylock here from 1010XL 92.5 FM to tell you about a visit I made recently to Big Chief Tire. It was such an exceptional and personal experience. I was greeted at the door and treated with such professionalism. As a woman, I was so relieved when the tire consultant actually listened to me before making a recommendation. I purchased a set of Michelin tires that changed my entire vehicle performance. For all of your vehicle maintenance, take it to Big Chief Tire and join the family with 53 years of experience and ownership under their care.
Summertime is here, tailgating is near. Roland Sound has the custom auto accessories you need. T-Wig here for Roland Sound. Find your locally owned Roland Sound for custom alarms, navigation, remote start, backup sensors, and camera. Roland Sound, four Jacksonville locations.
It's time for the second Jacksonville Landing Putt and Crawl. Get together with your friends for a cool, fun day of bar hopping and putting to benefit local charities. 1010XL and 92.5 FM has your half-price ticket to this event that starts at 1 p.m. Saturday, September 13th. You could win thousands of dollars in prizes as you go through the landing and putt your way to beer and fun. Go to 1010XL.com for your half-price tickets to this Buzz Magazine event today.
Join Compton Company live from the Mill House with Ken Murrah, Chuck Elliott, and me, Ron Compton.
Wednesday nights at 9 on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Anything you have to say?
I was just going to say, that was arguably the best break we've ever had.
It was a good break.
Okay, just FYI.
The amount of topics covered was far-reaching. We'll bring actually some of them to the radio here in a moment.
Listen, I always say that things set off the air need to be set on the air. But I have nothing. I have no idea. Who we got here?
This is Guns N' Roses, yes. Mr. Brownstone. Okay.
Okay, Jill GNR.
Right. Wasn't this song about heroin?
Oh,
or did every song that they did?
Are we on to Wes Welker?
Is this Wes Welker?
I'm so impressed by the both of you right now. You have no idea.
Wow.
I'm very impressed. Did you know that Semi-Charm Kind of Life is a song about drugs as well?
I did not.
Yeah.
Should have just assumed. I mean, half the songs written
are about drugs. That's true.
They're written about drugs or on drugs or, yeah.
Or a combination of.
That is true. So, yes. Wes Welker inspired my theme. And,
wow.
Y'all got it. I am.
Nicely done.
Well done.
Team powers right
nicely
there.
Nicely done.
Form
yeah.
of.
So impressed right now.
Form of a Bronco. An ailing Bronco. On the sidelines, somebody slipped Molly into my drink at the Kentucky Derby, man. It wasn't me.
Honestly, I was leaning towards, you know, what were the top hits on the radio in 1995? You know, because
20-year anniversary.
I think Mr. Brownstone was earlier than 95.
Yeah, because that's where I was going. I was like, I don't know if it was 95 with Semi-Charm Kind of Life, but it was around there.
And 95, because today is the anniversary of the Jack's first game ever.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, Semi-Charm Kind of Life was not 95.
No, I don't think it was either.
Okay.
But I was like, okay, let's see what the second song was. And I wasn't going to Google it because that felt
I do not know your Third Eye Blind better than that. They're chronology.
Third Eye. Those guys were like in diapers in 95.
No, that song was late 90s at the
end. Yeah. I would say
1997 for the record.
Because I want to say that Joe Cowart used that on one of the incarnations. Maybe the Bench. One of the shows he did, I thought he used that as a regular piece of music on one of his shows.
Well, I knew it was when I was wrong about that. In like middle school or just getting into high school was when that song came out. So I knew it was around the late
middle
90s.
School.
Yeah.
When the rest of us were working for a living. All right.
Whatever.
Settle down over there. What I was going to tell you is tickets on the line for the home opener, which according to Mark Sessler of NFL.com will be the starting debut for Blake Bortles. I can neither confirm nor deny that, but that's week 3 against Indianapolis. Foundation Professionals of Florida has a pair of tickets for one lucky winner. We've been running the photo contest on Facebook for a while now, and the latest one is entitled My Jaguar Family. Post a photo on the Facebook page that fits the theme of My Jaguar Family, whatever that means to you. And we'll select one or two that will go into the drawing. I got some really good ones in there already this week. So go check it out. Facebook.com/JaguarsToday. Foundation Professionals of Florida. Taking care of your home's foundation. They offer underpinning, polyurethane and cement grout injection, sinkhole stabilization, even seawall repair, whatever your issue is. If you have one with your foundation, put it to rest with Foundation Pros of Florida. FoundationProsFL.com or call them at 287-2690. Mark Long is not only a beat guy for the Jags, not only a beat guy for the Florida Gators, who we still have not discovered yet at what point they're going to cancel the rest of the sports programs this year due to the loss of revenue from the one home game, which they're absolutely is their birthright.
There
to
won't
have.
Be any loss of revenue.
I know, okay. But that ruins my good my narrative. That's not the point. The point is you've done some real investigative work that I think the Jaguar fan base needs to hear, wants to hear, doesn't even realize how much they need to hear that.
Well, I think some people would call it cyber stalking.
All right.
Okay. And it might be illegal. I'm not really positive on the rules there. No, listen. Okay. So last Thursday night, one of the pools was noticeably different than we've seen it before.
It was a sea of debauchery.
I wouldn't call it debauchery. I would just say scantily clad, very attractive
sometimes
women.
Sometimes unclad.
I wouldn't say they were unclad. They were just,
nearly.
They were parts exposed a little bit, you know, but just, you know, normal stuff you'd see at a beach or
absolutely.
Pool. So, So I was very curious about how this came about, and so I started looking, you know, that night, the next day, on pictures and stuff of the pool, and finally traced it. You know, you, if you look hard enough, you can find anything.
You're making a big leap from I saw some women in a picture
well, okay,
to
so anyway.
I now have their vital statistics, including names, addresses.
I don't have any names or addresses.
Makes
I just
models.
I did a couple of people had pointed out that hey, listen, I think I see this girl in the pool. Well, so I click on this girl on Twitter or and Instagram or whatever, and sure enough, it is indeed one of the girls who was in the pool and her friends. And I look back, and it looks like she's a former, you know, Jaguar cheerleader. So she's an ex-Jag cheerleader. So this gets me thinking, of course, and, you know, being in the media, I have all the conspiracy theories. So now I'm convinced that Jaguars president Mark Lamping is an absolute genius.
We knew he was a pretty smart guy.
And that, and that after watching the first preseason game, go back, watch the soccer game, Carrie Underwood concert, where it was basically all kids in
very
the pools.
Wholesome.
Very wholesome. Mostly kids in the pools and families. He decided, you know what? We're shutting down this pool. We're going to make it a little bit more television worthy. And then throwing on top of that the fact that the Atlanta Falcons were here and that Hard Knocks was filming the game. This was basically an infomercial for the Jags.
And you.
A little bit.
Hard Knocks aired the final episode.
And so I love Hard Knocks. I've watched it every year. Watched it last night live. And of course, they're showing the Falcons preseason game against the Jags, and they can't show enough of the pools. And they even showed a clip of the Atlanta Falcons coaches up in the booth using their binoculars to peer into the pool and talk about, you know, how you know, much they'd like to be in the pool. And there were players on the field talking about the pools and coaches on the field talking about the pools. I think, Brian Cox, the former Jet player,
former Dolphin, former Jet,
his kid plays at the University of Florida. Brian Cox Jr. is a defensive end for the Gators there, was talking about what it would cost to get in the pools and how he was talking about how great the cabanas in the pools were and that, he's like, it's not, no, you know, you can look at it all you want, but being in the pool is where it's at, you know. He's like, so, it was a great, you know, great little moment for the Jags. And the scoreboards got, by the way, no love, but the pools got all the love. Yeah. And specifically,
we've seen big scoreboards before.
And specifically, the one pool that had, of course, of the two pools, the one pool that had the five or six, girls, women, whatever you want to call them, the five women who were, you know, in their bikinis. And of course, one of them, I know her name now. She's a former Jags cheerleader. So it gets me thinking that Mark Lamping did this all intentionally. And I praise him if he did it.
So when, like, for instance, your favorite actor or actress is drinking a Mr. Pibb, that's not an accident in that movie. You think this is a product placement situation.
Absolutely.
Maybe.
And I think it's an ingenious product placement.
Why not, right? If it's creating buzz, they're trying to create buzz. I don't think Shad Khan would bat an eye.
No.
At creating that kind of buzz.
No, listen.
Not,
if there's
nothing
one,
bad about it.
The most notable difference in this franchise between the Wayne Weaver era and the Shad Khan era is the dress of the cheerleaders. Let's be honest.
It is one of the most noticeable ones. There's no question about that.
Aside from the scoreboards, and the pools and the cabanas.
The mustachioed owner.
But, you know.
And all the other stuff. The new uniforms.
How about the most on the field noticeable difference?
Okay.
I call them on the field or on the sideline.
Sure. I'm just trying to think. I mean, the Jags hadn't been going to the playoffs, so not going to the playoffs the last couple of years wasn't a difference from the last few years of the week.
The record hasn't changed.
The biggest on-field difference will be revealed in either week three.
Okay,
five,
but I'm saying
seven.
up to this point.
Up till now. By the way, this guy tweeted this link as well. Love the links. This one from Rothstar at Adam A. Rothstein sent me this one from Pro Football Focus. Tony, I know you are partial to the Pro Football Focus site. Have you looked at their 2014 predictions?
I have not, no.
There are 8 prognostics. None of the others have the Jags in the playoffs, but 2 of the 8, so 25% picking the Jags to win the AFC South. One of them actually picks Tennessee to win the South as well. So 5 out of the 8 pick Indianapolis. I don't really see the Titans doing it, but Ken Whisenhunt worked wonders with quarterbacks
in
his career. And if he could get a healthy season out of Jake Locker, who knows?
You know? He's actually looked pretty good most of the preseason.
Now, most teams, you could argue, you as your starting quarterback, you're going to be in big trouble. How many teams would be in as big a trouble as Indianapolis if they lost their starting quarterback? You know what I mean?
In Indianapolis.
What's that? Yeah, I think Indianapolis would have...
They got Hasselbeck.
You think...
Matt Hasselbeck's a lot...
Matt Hasselbeck took a snap in anger.
I just listened to this on the radio coming over. Someone did a ranked teams by their starting and backup quarterbacks combined. Basically saying that, okay, if Denver loses Peyton Manning, how good are the Broncos?
Sure.
If the Patriots lose Tom Brady, how good are the Patriots? Kind of that kind of a ranking.
Okay.
And I think Indianapolis was very high on the list because
I think that's a name recognition.
Around the league. Well, he's got experience. He's played well. I think Atlanta goes high because of Yates. Yates has a playoff win.
Yeah. I mean, all right.
I'm just saying this is
the last time Matt Hasselbeck's actually played much football.
All I'm saying is
in the National Football League.
I think there are worse situations in the Indianapolis Colts right now.
He played 3 games, 7 out of 12 passing last year. So, that was last year. Year before that, he threw 221 passes as a starting 5 games for Tennessee. So he started 5 games since 2011.
But how many games does he have in his under
he's played
his
belt? A lot.
Okay.
You know who else has played a lot? Joe Namath has played a lot. I mean, you reach a certain point, I don't care how many games you played. I don't know how effective Matt Hasselbeck would be. My point being, I don't think the rest of what Indy has is as, for instance, Denver, Peyton Manning may be the best quarterback in the league, and we don't know what Brock Osweiler would be like, but I look around that team, and I'm like, wow, they got talent everywhere on the Denver Broncos, and I think if Osweiler is a middle-of-the-road guy, I think they're going to win, you know, 9 or 10 games with that Bronco team without Peyton Manning. That's what I'm saying. I think Indy would be one of the teams hardest hit by the loss because I think luck carries that team out. Look at the playoff last year. They gave up 44 points to the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're right. Listen, and Luck is, you know, he's top 10 quarterback in the league, no question. Arguably top 5.
Sure.
I don't know.
Nobody is predicting he's going to get hurt. Well, yeah. Well, that's where we're going to be celebrating when the Jags win the AFC South. I was trying to tie this whole thing together. Let's go to Pro Football Focus. They'll tell you all about it. By the way, they picked, Offensive Rookie of the Year. I know several of them mentioned Blake Bortles. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Here are the votes. The guys that picked Jacksonville, one of them has Blake Bortles as Offensive Rookie of the Year. One of them has Kelvin Benjamin. The guys who didn't pick Jacksonville, you got Blake Bortles, Mike Evans, Blake Bortles, Derek Carr, Blake Bortles, Jeremy Hill. So half of them think that Blake Bortles is not only going to play, but he's going to play enough and well enough. They probably think, well, Henny, you know, according to this, if Blake Bortles is going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, he needs to be in there, you would think, I don't know. Maybe for at least 10 games, right?
Yeah, in the ballpark, yeah.
Now, if you play 10 games and you go 7-3, you can absolutely win Offensive Rookie of the Year, no
slam
question
dunk
about
at
it.
At that point, probably, yeah.
Derek Carr, it is interesting. He kept the streak alive. Nobody thought a rookie quarterback would be starting on opening day, but
right.
I think this is as much for them. They said that Matt McGloin's going to back him up this week. I think they're building in a little escape hatch. If Derek Carr is absolutely horrible, they can say, well, he didn't really take the job. Matt Schaub's elbow still wasn't right yet. That's why we didn't play him yet. And they could always have that kind of excuse. But I think once you go there,
you
really don't want to go back.
How do you think Schaub does on the bench? I mean, that's where he was last year. He gets a fresh start here.
If he's smart, he smiles and thinks about that $9 million plus that he's guaranteed to make this year.
Well, he only has to smile for one game. He gets that $9 million if he's on the opening day roster.
I think he gets it regardless.
He gets it now because he's on the roster as of Tuesday.
Right, but I mean, I think his money was guaranteed whether he made the opening day roster or not this year. The way his deal was structured, he had like $9 million coming to him. They couldn't cut him. Otherwise, why wouldn't you cut? If you're going to start Derek Carr,
right.
why would you pay Schaub $9 million or $10 million?
Well, are you paying Schaub? I mean, so why three quarterbacks?
Because what are they going to do? They're going to pay a guy $9 million to not be there.
Well, the guy $9 million and you let him, is McGoin the,
He's the backup, Matt McGoin, the former Penn State quarterback. He'll be the backup this week.
Okay.
But that's, maybe they feel like, Schaub's elbow is not truly ready.
And I guess
play.
If you're going to cut Schaub, if Carr's your quarterback, then Schaub's no, you don't need Schaub next year. So
I just think those GMs are human, man. They hate to say, well, it's bad enough I got to put the guy on the bench to outright cut him and go out on the street, and we're still paying him $9 or $10 million, I think is, a beacon flashing at your owner. Hey, I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Same thing happened in Seattle with, Flynn.
It happened in Oakland with Flynn, too.
Yeah.
Happened there last year. Yeah. They went through how many guys there last year. We got to take a break. You want to get on board today. 641-1010 is the way to do it. We have nailed the music theme, so we're very proud of ourselves for doing that today. If you'd like to jump on board, you know how to do it. Mike Dempsey, Mark Long, Fat Tony, the state in football history. It's a very interesting one, actually. Not only the Jags' anniversary of playing their first game ever, but several other big milestones in NFL history occurred on this day. We'll tell you all about them coming up next right here. It's Jaguars Today on a Metro Rooter Wednesday on 1010XL 92.5 FM. Here's what you're thinking yesterday. You hear the news about Wes Welker, and you're thinking, how can I, as a savvy fantasy football player, take advantage of that? Typically, if you're in a regular league, you might not be able to take advantage of that. But with FanDuel, you play weekly fantasy football. You can jump in. You know what? Maybe you pick up Andre Caldwell if you're a little bit savvy this week. Maybe you even plug him into your lineup on Sunday Night Football. He's going to go cheap. His price not going to be very much. You know what? While you're at it, Brandon McManus backing up Matt Prater in Denver, going to be one of the highest scoring offenses. These are the kind of bargains you look like when you play weekly fantasy football. You go to FanDuel.com. It's a salary cap based game. You can play in a league.
And now, this date in football history.
Often imitated, never duplicated. This date in football history comes to you. Presented by Dr. James McCall's Comprehensive and Cosmetic Dentistry. Big day in football history.
In Jacksonville history.
In football history and in Jacksonville football history. 1895.
Oh, my goodness.
This is our oldest this date in football history note I think we've had. The first professional football game was played.
Wow.
On this date in 1895. I will give you $1 if you can name either squad that participated. They're both from Pennsylvania. Okay? Just give me the city. What do you got? Anything?
Dartmouth.
No? Tony?
Altoona.
Good guess. Latrobe. Isn't that Arnold Palmer's home? Latrobe?
I think it is. It might be. I don't know.
Beat Jeanette. 12-0. There you go. On this date.
What professional league was that?
Don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea, but somebody's getting paid to show up and play football.
Right.
95, of course, the Jags and the Carolina Panthers made their NFL debuts, both of them in losses. Jags losing to Houston 10-3. Atlanta beat Carolina in overtime. Oh, just ripped their guts out on the franchise's debut that day to the Atlanta Falcons. And on this day, 1964, Ernest Givens, former Jaguar, was born. This date in 1970. Vince Lombardi shuffled off this mortal coil. I mean, he was winning Super Bowls like right up until he died, right? Pretty much, he probably looked at his team coming out of training camp. He's like, I don't think they're that good this year. Time to go. How old was Vince Lombardi when he died?
67.
I was going to go like 71.
57 years old.
Holy cow.
Right? I mean, he doesn't look that old, but you think, oh, Vince Lombardi, that's like some ancient dude, man.
57.
He was 57. And then the trophy was named for him, I suppose, right around that time. So there you go. This state in football history, chock full of goodies today. Brought to you by Dr. James McCall's Comprehensive and Cosmetic Dentistry. If you need to stop snoring mouth guard, or maybe your significant other does, whatever the case, call Dr. McCall. They can help you out. You'll wonder why you waited so long. Also, Invisalign, they're a certified provider of that. If you need cosmetic work done, or you're just in the market for a family dentist, 620-9225. Visit jamesjmccall.com for a complete list of comprehensive care services. That is this date in football history.
Now the Honda Drive Around the NFL, brought to you by your Jacksonville area Honda dealers.
Well, what we kind of sort of know for sure is that Wes Welker is probably facing a 4-game suspension for testing positive for something under the league's banned substance policy, barring a successful appeal, of course.
Who is this Molly chick? She gets around.
What we don't know is exactly what caused the failed test. The best guess right now is that Welker took MDMA, more commonly referred to as Molly, or ecstasy, that was cut with amphetamines after winning a pretty good chunk of change at the Kentucky Derby earlier this year. But again, for now, we really don't know. Colts owner Jim Irsay has been suspended 6 games and fined $500,000. Irsay pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor account of driving while intoxicated earlier this week. He is not allowed at the Colts team facility or to attend practices or games. He also cannot represent the team at any league events such as the owners' meetings coming up next month. And strangely, cannot discuss the Colts or the National Football League on Twitter as part of his punishment.
That's probably the most difficult thing he's going to have to deal with.
Probably.
Right? By the way, Jim Irsay says, come on, only amateurs cut their molly with amphetamines. That is ridiculous.
And due to an injury to the Green Bay Packers starting center, JT Treader, who was out after a microfracture through his knee in the preseason, Corey Linsley will start for Green Bay tomorrow night on the road in Seattle, which is a madhouse. Linsley has never snapped the ball to Aaron Rodgers in a game setting, or, as you said earlier, Mike, has never had a snap in anger to Aaron Rodgers. So we'll see how that works out for the Green Bay Packers.
Did you see what Bruce Irvin said about him? He said, I'm going to pray for the kid.
Yeah, he did.
he said, he's going up against Brandon Mebane all night, and I'm just going to pray for the man. So I don't know how sincere that was, but I think he feels like the middle of that Packer offensive line could be in for a long night. And I'm still playing Aaron Rodgers if I drafted him, Tony. I didn't draft him to play him 15 times this year. I drafted him to play him 16 times this year. Damn it. I didn't draft Aaron Rodgers this year. But if I had, I would still play him.
Oh, yeah.
I've been getting that question quite a bit. What are you doing against Seattle, man? I don't know. It's week one. I'm going to throw Aaron Rodgers in the mix and see what happens. Although, it wouldn't surprise me at all if Russell Wilson outpoints him this week.
No.
So blisteringly hot in the preseason.
He really was. And look, if you read the article on ESPN of Bruce Irvin saying he's going to pray for this guy, and Bruce also said, I'm not supposed to say this, but yeah, I'm playing tomorrow night. Like, he's officially on the injury report, and he's like, yeah, I'm playing tomorrow. So he's spilling all kinds of information. But
do you really think the Packers spent one extra minute going, oh, no, wait, now Irvin's going to play,
But for a Packers team who spent the offseason trying to get that up-tempo offense going, to have a guy that's never taken a snap at center on the road in Seattle trying to run that.
Should
that
be no problem, you're saying.
I mean, that's a lot to ask of a guy doing that kind of thing.
It would seem like a pretty big task. Just give us a barn burner tomorrow. Can we all agree on that? Give us, 35-31.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Something like that. I don't care who wins. And it really, honestly, that game could be one you look back on in 16 weeks or whatever to figure out who gets home field in the NFC. By the way, we're looking at the Pro Football Focus prognostications there. And the two guys, Ben and Khaled, they just give their first names on the columns. I guess they're, you know, part of the regular crew of writers at Pro Football Focus. But the two who selected the Jags out of 8 to win the division go with Gus Bradley as coach of the year. And I would think, put it this way, if the Jags win the division, I think Gus Bradley is going to be in everybody's short list to win coach of the year. No question about it.
No question.
Could you imagine what, I mean, if this team does, and I don't want to say when, because you just never know. You hope they have the success that it seems like the organization is moving towards, and you hope it comes sooner rather than later. But if it does, and nationally people start, and I think, you know, some of the writers that who have visited here, and they've been in that Gus Bradley orbit, you know, they understand what's going on with him, and but how big he could blow up nationally if this team has any kind of success winning on the field.
Yeah, and then we've talked about it before, the, you know, that whole model. I mean, okay, let's go back. The Bill Belichick, the Bill Parcells, you see the coaching trees for those guys just unbelievably explode when they have some success. And so maybe that happens with Pete Carroll. And you would see, and Pete Carroll obviously wins the Super Bowl, and so Gus Bradley's up, you know, maybe raises his profile a little bit, even though he wasn't there, but, you know, he helped build that. And, so you could see that way could become the model in the NFL, the Pete Carroll, Gus Bradley way of doing things.
Do you think, I know Tom Coughlin's changed a lot over the years, but same time, I would still imagine he's as old school as most, even though he's had to modernize his approach out of necessity to some degree, and he's had success doing that. If he were to lose his job this year, right, and as crazy as that sounds, I mean, you got a guy who's won two Super Bowls for that franchise, but, you know, they have, it's a bigger market, there's more pressure, more media and scrutiny. Let's say the Giants go 4-12 this year, okay? Mm-hmm. They have a very Gator-esque type season with four victories.
You just love that, don't you?
I'm really enjoying my time right now. But let's say they do. Let's say Coughlin loses a job this year. Does he ever get another head coaching job? Is he that? People look at him and they'll say, wow, the guy's a Hall of Famer. Are they going to look at him and say, wow, he's 70 years old. Do I want to hire a guy who's 70 years old to be the guy to come in and revitalize my franchise? Because typically you're not getting a ready-made playoff kind of unit when you're coming in as a new coach.
That's a good question. Dick Vermeil, didn't he get a chance after a
long break in between? Long break in between.
Joe Gibbs came back.
Sure.
You know, so I think that he's got enough pedigree that somebody would give him a shot. It has to be the right owner.
He's got more pedigree than Vermeil had,
sure.
That's for sure.
Sure. Has to be the right owner, the right situation, probably the right team, because I don't think you bring in Tom Coughlin to build a program from
which is tough
to rebuild a program. I think you build him in to be the difference maker. You do what Tampa Bay did or Kansas City did, where you change the head coach. You don't change a lot of around him. You change the head coach in hopes that makes the difference.
And Kansas City did go from worst record in the league, say the first pick in the draft. But as we discussed so many times, they had five Pro Bowlers on that roster.
Sure. And Jamal Charles, who was injured that year.
Right. And they added Alex Smith. And he's continued to play pretty much how he played when he was in San Francisco. So it wasn't just the coach coming into that situation. But looking at it, the signs were there that maybe they could turn around. I don't know if anybody expected the playoffs that quickly, but I think it'd be interesting because Coughlin, I think you're right. I don't know if he'd have the patience. I don't know if an organization like Gus Bradley's this young, energetic guy. You're taking a complete rebuild over in Jacksonville, and certainly a team like that, I don't think would be looking. They'd be looking for the young, energetic guy. I don't think they'd be looking for the 70-year-old guy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't think, I think the majority of teams would probably look in a different direction.
Honestly, it just popped in my head. If both teams in New York go in the crapper, if Coughlin gets fired, the Jets would hire him in a second. wouldn't they though? Run Rex out. I mean, who's got,
sure.
I mean, because then they'd bring in a guy with actual championship pedigree to the organization.
Wouldn't that be, and that would be a stick to the other team too, which is,
and that's all they've got. They've never, you know, been a better organization. They just try to win the back page of the tabloids on occasion, and that might pull it off.
I just wonder though, Coughlin's still considered a defensive coach? You consider him a
defensive coach? No, he's an offensive coach.
Is he an offensive coach?
Yeah, he's always been an offensive coach.
He doesn't call his own plays though.
But he has
that would make
career.
More sense, because you usually, if it doesn't work and Rex has it, if
you
Rex
go the
doesn't
opposite
work,
way.
Yeah, you go in the opposite. Listen, you go from a defensive guy to an offensive
Very
guy.
Good point. Very good point there. Let's see if we can get John the Baptist in real quick before the break here. 641-1010. Hi, John. How are you?
My brothers, what's going on?
What's going on, John?
Hey, man, I'm doing good. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, I was about to, rest my head last night, and I figured I'd look at the Jaguars app and see, you know, how the roster was going. Man, I about jumped out my bed when I saw that Toby Gerhardt was going to be followed up by Denard Robinson. Dude, that is the best setup that this organization could do right now with what we have. And I just feel like Denard Robinson can give you, you know, what Toby Gerhardt can give you, which is the ability, you know, to cut and be shifty. And then on the other end, Toby can give you what Denard can't give you, which is just a MAC-10 truck straight up the middle, you know, carrying guys and just relentlessly pounding people. So I'm very excited to see what this run game is going to do. And, hey, check it out. When you put both of their names together, Toby and Denard, first initial of both, TD, baby, touchdown.
All right. John the Baptist is looking for signs, and
He found one.
He is looking. He's found them all, man. I tell you, we'll get into that. The Jags running game when we come back here in a moment. It's a Metro Rooter Wednesday. Mike Dempsey, Mark Long, Fat Tony here with you in the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios on 1010XL 92.5 FM. Hey, folks. You know what? I think a typical guy in the fact that I don't relish shaving. Who really does? And if you're a guy like me who only shaves once or twice a week, If you've got inexpensive, cheap blades, typically they don't work very well, and it just becomes a pain in the butt. But it doesn't have to be that way. Harry's Razors has solved it. They make their own high-quality blades. They purchase the factory to do it, so they cut out the middleman. Have you popped in recently and priced some of the name-brand blades out there? Eight blades for mid-$30. Harry's, you're going to save about half off the price of the other big branded blades. The only way to get them is online, though. Go to harrys.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. They'll ship right to your front door, absolutely no shipping charges. And when you go there, enter my code Mike, my first name. Harry's is going to knock 20% off your initial order if you go to harrys.com. Shaving shouldn't suck, okay? Save your face, save your wallet. The way to do it is Harry's Razors by visiting harrys.com.
From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field. Can't get enough Jaguar football?
That's what I'm talking about.
Good. We can't either. You're listening to Jaguars Today on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. What's going on in Bulldog Country? Culhane's Irish Pub presents the Georgia Bulldog Football Report. Brought to you by Culhane's Irish Pub in Atlantic Beach. On 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
1010XL's restaurant of the day for Wednesday is the Gold Club. The Gold Club invites you to join them for their daily lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Wednesdays are bikinis and boots, $3 Bud and Bud Light, and $5 shots of Jack Daniel's. The Gold Club is the perfect place to take that special client. The Gold Club at 320 General Doolittle Drive. Call 654-5500 for all the daily specials. The Gold Club, 1010XL's restaurant of the day.
Got a clogged drain or a problem with your sewer?
Dial 695-1911.
Don't tell me that and guess, call Metro Rooter.
Dial 695-1911
for Metro Rooter.
Nobody likes to have plumbing problems at their home or business, but if you do, call Metro Rooter. We provide fast same-day service with the right parts and equipment on hand to get you up and running. For all your plumbing and septic tank needs, call the best. Just pick up the phone and dial
695-1911 or MetroRooter.com.
The new BMW 5 Series comes with two distinct driving modes, comfort and sport. Comfort mode is a more relaxed driving experience. It's like listening to smooth jazz on the beach. Sport mode instantly feels more dynamic and aggressive. It's like listening to a screaming crowd while running with the bulls. New BMW 5 Series with comfort and sport modes. We only make one thing, the ultimate driving machine.
Visit TomBushBMW.com or OPBMW.com and see us for a test drive today.
Are you tired of getting hit in the head or told to roll over because of your loud, annoying snoring? And you don't want to revert to a CPAP machine strapped to your face? Well, why not try a custom-made snore guard by Somnomed? Your risk for stroke and heart attack will be reduced by 30%. Hi, this is Dr. James McCall, and I wear a Somnomed snore guard, and I'm sleeping better than ever, and my wife couldn't be happier. Call me at 620-9225 and see if you're a candidate for a custom-made snore guard, which is covered by most health insurance plans. Give me a call at 620-9225.
Frank Franchi, afternoons on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Okay, Googans, you get it. No more. Come on, man. Recycling with Republic Services does save, even make you money. Apparently, you do in fact like trees supporting oxygen, and your blue bin is no longer a bookshelf. Republic Services has the most modern recycling facility in the entire South called Single Stream Recycling. It's recycling made simple, and I'm going to make it simpler. Here's a game plan for the football season. When in doubt, leave it out. It's true, you no longer have to sort your plastics, glass, cardboard, and paper. It all goes in one bin, and the team at Republic Services takes it from there. You can even make green while going green. But flares and fireworks, needles and aerosol cans? Not so much. No coat hangers or wire, and this has happened from time to time. Animals. All together now. When in doubt, leave it out. You can always go to RepublicServices.com for all the do's and don'ts, and come on, man! Sorry, I couldn't resist. Let's keep getting it in the bin and getting it to the curb. With Republic Services. The kings of green. You know, aerosol cans can blow up and cause fires. I don't like fire. It burns.
click, order, eat. The new way of ordering Jimmy John's Freaky Fast, Freaky Good sandwiches is a trend that's sweeping the country. With me tonight to discuss this amazing phenomenon is Ed Stephanopoulopoulos.
Hello.
America's favorite sandwich delivery guy.
That's not entirely true, Bob.
Excuse me?
Technically, all Jimmy John's delivery guys are America's favorite sandwich delivery guys, not just me.
I see. Okay, but we're here tonight to...
Actually, what I just said wasn't entirely true either, Bob. See, some of Jimmy John's delivery guys are actually delivery gals.
All right, so now we...
Or women, or ladies, or females, or persons of the non-male gender.
Ed, could we...
Although I guess that would be a mouthful.
A what?
I mean, if I had to say America's favorite sandwich delivery women, or ladies, or females, or persons of a non-male gender.
Okay, let's say that regardless of whether your Jimmy John's sandwich will be delivered by a guy or a gal...
Or a woman, or...
The fact remains that now you can order that sandwich online using Jimmy John's amazing click, order, eat system.
That's correct, sir.
And what would you say is the basis of that system, Ed?
The what?
The basis, the essence, the sine qua non.
It's click, order, eat, Bob.
Moving along here, Ed, what would you say has made Click, Order, Eat so wildly popular?
Well, what do you think, Bob?
It's freaky fast.
Bingo, Bob.
Click, Order, Eat. Jimmy John's freaky fast new online ordering system.
You sound just like a commercial, sir.
Each Wednesday night from 7 to 8, catch the JU Insider on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
Black Sabbath.
Yeah, I know.
You're going deep.
Black Sabbath. Not that I would have known this without a little help in my instant messenger. Well, I guess I could hear Ozzy, but I wouldn't have known just from the opening notes.
Wait, Ozzy was on drugs?
Oh, yeah, the cough.
You just hear Ozzy. You need to tell
wait,
Ozzy.
Who's in the mood for some drugs now? Seriously.
Sweet Leaf by Black Sabbath.
Yes,
it is.
We're not talking about the tobacco. I don't believe.
Probably not.
I don't believe that.
What a good segue this is.
It's fantastic right now. We're going to talk, you know what? We're going to talk medical issues. I don't know if JOI would cover what's going on with Wes Welker, but let's welcome in our buddy Dr. Stephen Lucy from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official medical providers of your Jacksonville Jaguars. What's up, Dr. Lucy? How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Good to talk with you, Mike.
Good to talk with you, too. Now's the healthiest football teams are going to be, right, for the next 4 months or so. Take advantage of seeing these guys out there. Certainly, we got our eyes on some guys coming back from big injuries. You and I talked last year on the web.com fantasy forecast every week about, you know, some of these injuries and how they affect guys' availability. Rob Gronkowski coming back from a torn ACL, Doc, that he did late in the season last year with the New England Patriots. Has the timetable on this rehab been moved up? Now, what is realistic when you hear a guy goes down with an ACL to expect him to be back out on the field?
You know, it's interesting. This is something that's actually starting to get pushed back a little more rather than moved up. You know, we've seen people come back as quick as 6 or 7 months, but what we're now learning is most of them really take closer to 9 to 10 months. And, you know, it depends when the start of the season is. If you've got 10 or 11 months, that's perfect. But when guys get hurt at the end of the season, they need to get ready to go. So they do push it up a little bit, but the more time, the better. And usually the second year, the players feel a lot more comfortable with their knee.
Yeah, so we'll see if Gronk is able to be a full go. He says he'll play. Bill Belichick says not so fast. Belichick doesn't want to give us any info, Dr. Lucy. We understand that. Here, we're hoping to see Allen Robinson back, even if it's on a limited basis. When a guy misses as much time as Allen Robinson has with a hamstring injury, what are the concerns for you? Is it making sure you stay out long enough for that thing to completely heal? How easy is it to re-aggravate a hamstring?
Well, that's part of it. You each one of them's different. You got to give them as much time as they need. And I'm sure that he's been running and cutting and doing some things in anticipation of getting out on the field, but it isn't until you go into that last gear and go 100% that you know whether it's perfect or not, because they try to keep them 70-80% in practice to save it, because you really want it on game day. So, you know, we'll all be equally anticipating his return and hope that he has a good one without any re-injury, but it's always a concern.
Dr. Lucy, we hear the term all the time, talking with Dr. Stephen Lucy from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, our weekly injury report, getting you ready for week one of the NFL season. We hear reference to injury-prone players. Is there such a thing as an injury-prone player or individual, or are injuries to be taken, you know, in their own kind of, they stand alone, and one guy is not necessarily more injury-prone than the next?
Well, you know, I think you can look at it both ways. If you have a 180-pound, 5'10 quarterback in the NFL, you know, just by the nature, he's going to be a little more injury-prone than the 6'4", 260-pound quarterback. But I don't know that any individual player is injury prone. Some of these injuries, like muscle pulls, hamstrings, groins, that kind of thing, they have a habit of recurring. But, you'll see one kid, even in high school, that he may sprain an ankle, sprain a knee, break a forearm or something. But, a lot of that's just boys being boys. So the game is tough and it is injury prone, but I don't think athletes are fragile. Some of them a little smaller, maybe a little more prone to injury than the bigger guys.
Yeah, Wes Walker's one of those smaller guys, and now he's suspended for use of performance-enhancing drugs, maybe something he took was spiked with amphetamines. But prior to that, his status for week one was somewhat murky. He had suffered his third concussion in about a year's time. Doc, he had been playing with one of those new concussion-reducing helmets, and you and I have talked about this, and you've taught me a little bit about it. I understand the impact. Nothing can really stop the impact of your brain hitting your skull on a violent, stoppage. If things come to a crashing halt, somebody hits you in the head, what have you. But how much can these new helmets lessen the risk of concussions for guys like Wes Welker?
Well, they reduce it. They don't eliminate it. But it's what you said was the important thing is three concussions in a short period of time. And a lot of times that's it. If you get three concussions in a year, that can make you sit out a whole year. So, the number of concussions becomes important because usually you don't see a lot of permanent damage from the first concussion. But after you start getting a series, you're a little more susceptible and permanent effects can be lasting after a number of concussions.
All right, and that is one thing, though, that maybe you're not injury-prone in other areas of your body. You seem to be more susceptible, right, particularly if you come back too quickly to getting that second and third one.
Yeah, and the second and third one can be a lot more serious, particularly in our younger high school athletes. And stingers are the same way. You might get somebody who's never had a stinger, and what a stinger is you either stretch or bruise a nerve coming from your neck. If you've never had one, once you get one, it's kind of like having a swollen big toe. Every time somebody stomps on it, it hurts a lot more. The same with these stingers is that once you get one that same season, you're definitely more prone to getting more of them.
All right, Dr. Stephen Lucy with the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official medical providers of your Jacksonville Jaguars. They'll be taking care of hopefully just the nicks and bruises and nothing more serious, but we know whatever crops up, JOI's got a handle on it for your favorite football team and for you as well here in the city of Jacksonville. Dr. Stephen Lucy will be with us for the weekly injury report right here on Jaguars Today every week throughout the football season. Doc, good to catch up with you again. I look forward to seeing you here in the JOI studios next week.
Sounds good. I'll see you next week.
You got it, buddy. Dr. Stephen Lucy from the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios with your weekly injury report here on Jaguars Today. Call from John the Baptist, Mark, right before the break, talking about Denard Robinson. Okay? And he said what he likes to see is Denard number two on the depth chart behind Toby. My feeling is right now, like if in week one, Toby Gerhart gets hurt and you think he's going to be out a couple weeks. Would it be Denard Robinson, or would Denard Robinson's role just remain the same? He'll have the second most prominent role, but that maybe Jordan Todman would be your first and second down guy at the very least.
I believe that would be the case. Yeah, I still think Denard, the role for Denard is to be a change of pace, dynamic guy who maybe you use him on third down, but certainly you get him in there on the wildcat and, some things like that. Though they haven't done a lot of wildcat in the training camp and preseason, I still think it's in the playbook and they're going to go to it here during the regular season. I think it says a lot about Denard and the way he's played, but I think it says a little bit about Todman and the fact that he did not actually have a very good preseason. So they bounce things around there. But the reality is it's still going to be, Toby Gerhart's going to be the go-to guy, the main horse there. I don't know how many carries that's going to be, but it's an interesting dynamic that you're going to have Robinson, Toby, and then Robinson. I think that's probably your best combination 1-2 punch there.
It's going to be 263 carries, by the way.
260 carries?
Why not?
That's what you put the over-under on?
Sure. Why not?
I'll take the under.
Well, if he doesn't stay healthy, then the under's going to...
I would just take the under.
I'm sure you would.
I'm assuming that's for Toby.
That's what I said for Toby.
Okay.
What do you think I said?
Denard, that's crazy.
Oh, no, I said for Toby. That's what I meant.
I believe if you're going into a game with Toby Gerhart healthy, it makes sense to me that Denard Robinson will be the running back that gets the second most touches on this team if Toby Gerhart is healthy going into a week. I think that if Toby had to miss any time, that's not necessarily how it's going to look. I would think that Todman gets more looks if Gerhart is hurt than Denard Robinson. But I think, you know, you're getting ready for Philadelphia. Those three guys are healthy. Yeah, Denard Robinson is kind of the second guy on that depth chart because Todman, I don't know how much he gives you that Denard doesn't at this point. And again, I think we're curious to see. I think Toby Gerhart is the best third down back on this team. And how much are they going to really pull him off the field? It feels more like you have somebody else come in for a series than it does you pull Toby Gerhart because it's third.
Probably right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like we said earlier, I still think even though we haven't seen the Wildcat in training camp or the preseason, I still think it's a little wrinkle they know they've got and that they're going to go to when the season starts. And I think they purposely did not use it in training camp in the preseason.
Why would you? Right?
I mean, you don't want to show it. Yeah.
You don't want to show it.
You used it last year. We all know Denard can do it. And you used it in OTAs, in OTAs, but that they got away from it. And I think it was purposely gotten away from.
If we learned anything about Jed Fish as a play caller last year, it was late in the season. If the running game is working, they're going to try something off that running game.
Sure.
They will try a trick play or two. If they can get Gerhart rolling in this game against Philadelphia, at some point in that game, you're going to see some kind of gadget play. I know he doesn't like to call them that.
No, they're part of the playbook.
But they are going to try something like that, but it is predicated upon them getting the run game going, and can they do that effectively against this Eagles team?
Can they get the run game going, I think, period.
It's been a missing part of the offense throughout training camp and the preseason.
You go back to the game against Detroit and you finally saw a couple of Toby Gerhart-esque runs, you know, where he carried would-be tacklers an extra 3 or 4 yards, but despite having a few of those runs, he still ran for 3.2 yards a carry on 10 carries. So that's concerning to me because if he's not moving the pile a few times, I mean, what's he going to be averaging? You know, is this line going to open up enough space for him to have Jed Fish run as much as he says he wants to this year?
And the reality is, you know, what are your expectations of this line? I mean, listen, it's a patchwork, pieced together unit that the five guys they've settled on here. Well, we don't even have Pastor. You know,
right.
He's out at least 2 weeks. So, you know, the five guys that they're going to have for the opener haven't really played together. So how long does it take to get them to gel? And then when Pastor comes in, how long does it take for those five, the five that you want to have, you know, for the whole full season or you think you might have for the full season, how long does it take for them to gel?
Yesterday, Jeff Logman said that he thinks October for Austin Pastor. I mean, that's the only person I've heard say that specifically because at the time it was like kind of 4 weeks and we'll evaluate.
Right.
Which would put you about week two.
Right.
You know,
he still has a cast on right now.
Right.
And I think most people have said he's going to be out at least the first two games. But, yeah, I would think that that's probably more realistic in terms of, you know, getting back and getting into playing. You
want to make sure that bone's healed.
Absolutely. There's no point going out there, you know, a week or two early.
I've been informed, by the way, programming note for all you loyal 1010XL listeners out there. Sunday mornings, prior to Jaguar games, you can catch the replay of the hot new show that is rocketing up the ratings charts, Helmets and Heels, ladies and gentlemen, will re-air from 7 to 8 a.m. on Sunday mornings to be immediately followed by the much less important, except to me, the web.com fantasy forecast. So you can get your last-minute fantasy advice from 8 to 9.
So you set that up to get, you want to suck off of their ratings and like,
no question. I mean,
get a very strong lead in. You're like Cheers in the 80s.
I'm a leech is what I am. Yes. Who did Cheers follow Cosby?
Yes.
Is that what they
did?
Yeah,
I believe it was. Wasn't it, the Michael J. Fox show and then, Family Ties and then Seinfeld and then the Cosby show and then Cheers, I believe. Night Court was in
Cosby
there.
Cosby predated Seinfeld though, right?
Yeah, I think they overlapped at some point.
Did they overlap a little bit?
Night Court was in there too.
Night Court was a staple back on Must See TV
Thursdays. The 9:30 time slot.
What happened to Must See TV? And now my Must See TV is like FX and AMC.
Well, now your Must See TV is Must Hear Radio, and it's Helmets and Heels.
Well, yeah, but I'd like a webcam for that show as well.
Shouldn't it be called?
And I'm not the only one.
Shouldn't it be called Helmets
You're
and
not.
Heels? Heels and Helmets, I mean?
No.
The heels are more important than the helmets.
No, not at all. It's about football, not about heels.
The women are the driving force, though, as opposed to the players.
Yeah, women can wear helmets.
The players are secondary.
Women can wear helmets as well.
We're talking helmets while we wear heels. All that's right. A rule for the all show. Right.
Safety all first. Right.
Whatever.
Safety
yeah,
first,
people can God. Wake up Sunday mornings, have mimosas, listen to Helmets and Heels, make sure their fantasy draft is, or their fantasy rosters lined up correctly.
Concussion preventing helmets? Do you wear those concussion?
On Helmets and Heels? I don't know. Do you guys,
there should
you guys
be some of us when we,
each other?
When we yeah. wear our heels well, that may need those.
By the way, I'm not sure I like the new message that you guys left up on the board in here.
You don't like what?
It's a little pictogram. Helmet plus heel. Rules.
And they crossed off the part that said, didn't it say Mike Dempsey
say Mike,
rules?
Mike Dempsey is king?
Oh, is king. That's right.
I am not responsible for any of this.
Was up there. But that's actually a decent little cartoon helmet right there.
Yeah, and by the way, Mike, I'm not sure if you've checked your email yet, but I have a great add-on to Mark's story earlier.
I did check the email.
Okay, good.
And, we cannot verify these details, so I won't give you all the details, but apparently... the story is that the former Roar cheerleader that you mentioned won a Facebook contest with a local automobile dealership, held the week before the game, and she got 4 Cabana pool tickets, and she was smart enough to invite her 3 hot friends to come with her. And now, whether she was selected,
because she's hot.
I don't know what I don't know
what
the...
Are you really gonna believe that she... The former Jags cheerleader who's hot and willing to get in a bathing suit, a bikini.
I think that played a large role in it.
Just haphazardly won this contest? Come
yes,
on.
Yes, Ren.
We
she
all
probably
know
even forgot she even entered it. She probably
we all,
entered
we
it
all know these contests
ago.
Are rigged anyway. Please. Listen, again, I go back to my theory that Mark Lamping is a genius.
And it may be. And he said Mark Lampy could have been behind all this, which would make me feel even better about the future of the franchise. But he just wanted to give the credit to.
And it came with a picture, so Mark will be very happy.
There is a photo. There.
It's not the best photo.
And by that you mean there's nothing really risque about it.
No, there's Carrie there on the left.
Yeah, and her 3 friends.
Yeah, and I think there were actually 4 or 5 friends total.
Somebody had to take the picture.
Yeah, I think that's a selfie. It looks like she's got her hand up.
Oh,
there,
maybe
right?
She does.
I think that's a selfie. Pool selfie.
Pool selfie.
Impressive pool selfie.
Very impressive. Very impressive.
Nice work. That's a good selfie.
Not as good as the underwater cam shot that's been out there on Twitter.
No, it's
so anyway, just throwing
kind.
That out
just
there.
Just a different kind. We got to take a break. We'll come back. It's a Metro Rooter Wednesday. Metro Rooter for all size plumbing jobs in your home, your business, industrial plumbing, septic systems, restaurant, grease trap service, you name it. Same day service, weekends included, the right people with the right equipment. Metro Rooter has been serving Jacksonville since 1978. Visit them at MetroRooter.com or give them a call at 695-1911. Our Tom Bush, a family of dealerships fan feedback spotlight asked you today, simply, who will be the Jags MVP? Here we go. Bubba Clark just tweeted me, said, today's not the anniversary of the Jags' first game ever. The first was the 729 Hall of Fame game. No, it wasn't, Bubba. That was an exhibition. Okay. The first game occurred 20 years ago today.
Yep.
Blake Bortles' first game has yet to occur in the National Football League. Didn't happen in preseason week 1. Sorry. I get it, but, you do not win on a technicality this time, sir. All right. Coming back, we'll take a look at your votes for MVP of the Jags in 2014. Next, it's Jaguars Today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute studios at Everbank Field, 2 hours spent on 2 things, your Jags and the rest of the NFL. This is Jaguars Today on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
If you're looking for the best selection of high-quality pre-owned vehicles and a pleasant, non-confrontational purchase experience, visit Garber Auto Mall, just south of Fleming Island on Highway 17 in Green Cove Springs. Or from the comfort of your home or office, using your computer, tablet, or smartphone, you may visit GarberAutoMall.com. We have vehicles starting at $49.95, and we carry almost every brand and model made. Our vehicles are impeccably serviced and reconditioned to the most exacting standards. At Garber Auto Mall, we earn our customers one at a time by providing quality vehicles in a comfortable environment, and then we back that up with great customer service for as long as you own the car. Garber Auto Mall in Green Cove Springs is only a short drive from you, and GarberAutoMall.com is only a click away.
Frank Frangie for Army Navy Outdoors, Jacksonville's expert source for emergency and outdoor survival gear. Custom packs and kits for in-home and bug-out emergency preparedness. ArmyNavyOutdoors.com on Monument near Atlantic.
Army Navy Outdoors!
Construction is hard work, but if you're like me, getting to use strong, powerful equipment makes it easier and more fun. So get a load of this. Kubota's new SVL Compact Track Loader Series. It's the compact track loader only Kubota could build. With a Kubota turbocharged diesel engine, lift capacity up to 5,869 pounds, and a bucket breakout force up to 7,961 pounds. And there's no time like the present to get a load of one. Stop in for a demo today.
Hello, this is Father Nicholas Lowe. Friends, life can be full of challenges. Sometimes what we hoped or prayed for didn't work out. And oftentimes, we can think that God is punishing us or forgetting about us. But those are the devil's lies. My encouragement is to turn off the devil's lies and turn to God's truths. Stay the course, knowing that whatever comes against you is not greater than the awesome God who is inside of you.
For more inspiration, log on to saintonthedivine.com.
Is your home's foundation letting you down? Do you have exterior and interior wall cracks, sloping floors, and sticking doors? Is your foundation cracking? The engineers and specialists at Foundation Professionals of Florida are your full-service foundation repair experts. Let Foundation Professionals find the solution, work with your insurance company, and give you back the peace of mind that your home is safe. Financing is available. Call 287-2690. That's 287-2690. Fully licensed and insured. Foundation Professionals of Florida.
Now that should take care of any problem. Wild West Guns and Gold is always there for you because even a 60-second response time is not enough. Wild West Guns and Gold only buys dealer direct and passes the savings directly on to you. Not only does Wild West Guns and Gold guarantee the best price every time, they have the best selection on everything from handguns to military assault rifles. Call 693-0777 or visit gunsforjax.com. That's guns, the number 4, JAX.com for more information.
1010XL is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Love where you bank.
Hacker, noon to 3 on 1010XL, 92.5 FM.
The world-famous Scores Gentlemen's Club and Steakhouse is open in Jacksonville. Come experience luxury entertainment with the beautiful ladies of Scores. And, of course, the five-star steakhouse menu as prepared by our executive chef, Key Mayer. Don't miss the schoolgirl costume theme all day and all night on Thursdays, or the superhero costume theme for all staff and dancers on Tuesdays. Scores is perfect for your bachelor, bachelorette, or birthday party at 4923 University Boulevard. Call 739-6966 for all the daily specials.
Play the refined Dyes Valley course reopening in September 2014 in the best condition that members and guests have ever experienced. Join now and pay only $3,500 to play for cart fee only. Call 904-280-2412 or go to tpc.com/sawgrass.
Hello, I'm Kenny Lay of Kenny Lay & Associates. For over a decade, our firm has been exclusively representing men in the area of family law. That is all we do. That is our only focus. We have 6 offices, including Jacksonville, throughout the state of Florida, protecting men's rights for things such as divorce, custody, child support, alimony, and any modification. If you need our assistance, please visit our website at menonlyfamilylawonly.com or call us at 541-1252. Kenny Lay & Associates, men only, family law only.
Baloo here for American Chiropractic and Rehabilitation. You know, 4 years ago, I started visiting Dr. Hunsaker at American Chiropractic and Rehabilitation. Hunsaker did a great job fixing my chronic neck problem. Now I feel better than I ever have. 2 locations, Bay Meadows and at 643rd Street, north at the beach. Call 694-1USA. Most insurance is accepted, but they have plans to meet everyone's needs. Injured in a car accident or at work, call American Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, 694-1USA.
Hi, this is Joe Butler at Black Creek Outfitters, and when you buy a kayak, paddleboard, or big green egg, the staff at Black Creek will deliver at no charge in the greater Jacksonville area. Black Creek Outfitters, located just behind Bono's in the town center.
Jaguar football starts here.
Take care of the ball, both hands on the rock.
We are live at the stadium with breaking Jaguars news. The best Jags coverage is on 1010XL, 92.5 FM, home of the Jaguars.
Sounded like somebody taking a hit.
It did.
Ah, right there.
Hit not to that the we noggin. Would know what that sounds
no,
like.
Hit to the noggin. Yeah. We're talking about concussion avoidance today.
You can't do songs about drugs and not have Sublime in the mix.
Bra.
Okay. Right?
Bra.
I totally agree.
Slipped
Lauren.
In my,
thank
my
you?
Mint julep bra.
Mint julep.
That's all you drink at the Kentucky Derby, so I'm told.
And maybe some bourbon.
Got to ask Byron Leftwich about that. Bourbon. Yeah,
bourbon.
What's in a mint julep, by the way? Anything good? Doesn't look very good, does it?
No. Mint?
Mint. It's, I mean,
and julep?
A little hideous. I don't know what julep is.
Is it vodka?
It does have bourbon
vodka.
In it.
Vodka. It's got to be
does it?
Bourbon.
No, it's bourbon.
I don't know.
Ooh.
Bourbon?
Mm-hmm.
You would think in Kentucky it legally
yeah,
needs
sense.
To be bourbon.
Yeah.
By the way, what is Justified come back on my television box? That's an awesome show. The Dixie Mafia. It's set in Kentucky. Love it. Good show. Good flick. Good stuff. Told you. It's all FX and AMC for me. That's all I got. When is Walking Dead back? October?
October, yeah. It's always around Halloween.
Sons of Anarchy next week, I think.
Yeah. Last season starts next
I
week.
Know it, man. Jax Teller's going out in a blaze of glory, it looks like. All right, today.
Homeland? Homeland guy?
You know, season one,
Showtime.
Phenomenal. Season two, really? Season three, a nice bounce back.
Yeah.
Have you watched it? Have you
I've
all
watched
caught up?
It all. I watched it all this summer.
That's the best way to do it,
it
right?
It really is.
Skip shows for a couple
on
years.
On demand.
Oh,
and then just,
so good.
And now and you're just, waiting.
And now I'm waiting.
Now you're just another yeah. one of the drones just waiting. Yeah.
It's all right. You
to
find
back.
Something new.
At
go
some
watch
point,
new.
Next summer, I think I may watch all of Dexter.
There's a good one.
I've never watched it.
There's whole seasons you could skip on Dexter, but...
I keep getting bogged down. Like, I've started Dexter a couple times, and they're about season three. I'm always like, I start slogging a little
I liked
bit.
It a lot, but there were a couple seasons where I was like, man, really? Like, Dexter's wife, the blonde girl in the later seasons, she is phenomenally gorgeous.
I haven't seen
oh,
her later
she
season.
Is. You know,
we should put her in the pools.
The
Jags should put her in the pools.
She's in like, she is pool worthy.
Oh, she's pool worthy. That's you know what? That's our new hashtag. Pool worthy.
All right, there's a new one for you out there. If you want to win a T-shirt, mix it in on the appropriate occasion. Tony, today in the Tom Bush Family of Dealership Fan Feedback Spotlight, we ask Jag fans: season fast approaching, who will be the most valuable player for the Jaguars this year?
Here's what we got from Tony. We got Paws if healthy, hashtag Jaguars today. From Peter, we got Ace Sanders will emerge as this year's Jags MVP, scoring touchdowns from punts, kickoffs, and receiving, hashtag wild card, hashtag Jaguars today. From at Irish Jaguar, Toby Gerhart, hashtag Jaguars today. From Caleb at B Bortles 5, hashtag Jaguars today. From John, they seem unselfish and have bought into just getting better. If they do, then they will all be MVP.
Oh, stop it.
Hashtag Jaguars.
Then we're all going to sit around the campfire in a circle and sing.
Kumbaya.
Yes.
From Eric, we got Cyprian, young guy, going to have a breakout year and will be tough to replace. I don't like the will be tough to replace. Would be tough. Would. We don't need will.
Right. That's a little foreshadowing.
That's right.
Bad stuff.
Hashtag Jaguars today. From Paul, we get Toby MVP due to 1,200 yards and 10 touchdowns. Hashtag Jaguars today. Hashtag Gerhart is Bam Bam. Hashtag Hash Browns.
I can
bam.
See that. I got a few here to share with you here. Let's see what we've got. From Joshua Waffen, with the Jags being very competitive, Scobie will be MVP by kicking 4 game-winning field goals in the final 2 minutes. Jags will finish 8-8. Hashtag Jaguars today. Hashtag it has the leg and Jags win. Hashtag XXL. I think he just called his shot on his T-shirt, and I respected that move so much that I gave him a T-shirt. How about
sweet.
That? Also, Charlie Oscar said Tony Bissell, Luke Jokel. Hashtag Jaguars today. What else we got here? Brian Saladino said Brian Anger. Same problems as last year. No run game. Henny is the quarterback. He will set a record for most punts in a season. Brian Anger will hashtag weapon, hashtag three and out. And maybe the most eclectic vote of all, Jock McClendon got a vote for MVP.
How about that?
Hashtag Jaguars today, hashtag O-line, hashtag run the ball, hashtag protect Blake. You know what? Nicholas can have a T-shirt, too. I'm just in that giving mood, Tony. It's the first day of the season tomorrow.
Right.
It's coming right up. So I just gave away a quick trio of T-shirts. We'll see how the supply is holding up. Who do you think, Mark Long? Best guess, Jaguar MVP this year. Who was the Jaguar MVP in your mind last year? Pozlesny?
Yeah. I mean, he played great. Had probably one of his best seasons, right?
I think so, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go with Cyprian. I'm going to jump on the bandwagon because there's a lot of love being poured on the kid. And year two, and team people around him, people watch him, think he's got it kind of not figured out. I don't want to use those terms, but he's moving in the right direction. And I think he could be a legitimate force for the next 10 years here.
Tony?
I'm debating between three guys in my head. Sip is one of the three. The other two for me are Cinderic Marks and Toby Gerhart. I'm going to lean towards the defensive side of the ball because I think it's a lot more together over there. So I'll take Marks as the MVP for this team.
Has a defensive tackle ever been the defense? I mean, Stroud and Henderson? I mean,
I think you could probably argue.
Even Stroud,
he's going to be such the benefactor of what's going on around him. With Clemens and Bryan on that defensive line, I think that Marks is going to be helped by that more than anybody else.
For me, I would put Gerhart in the conversation, certainly. I think Dwayne Gratz, who we had on yesterday, is primed for a really good season if he stays healthy this year. But I might pick Red Bryant myself. He's not going to have any stats, really, to back it up. That's not the nature of it. But if you truly look at who is going to be more valuable to that defense, I think you're right, Tony. I think Cinderic Marks, all those linebackers, if Red Bryant is eating up two guys on every play, on every snap that he's in there, and he won't play every snap, then I think he's going to end up having a bigger influence on making more of his teammates better than anybody else.
You know what? For the Jags, for the sake of the Jags, I hope it's Marquise Lee or Cecil Shorts or Toby Gerhart.
Absolutely.
An offensive guy. Listen, say what you want about the defensive side of the ball and Gus Bradley and whatnot and it being him being a defensive coach and maybe this being a defensive team this year. They need the MVP to be an offensive guy. How about Mercedes Lewis? You know, I still think he's a guy who could catch 60 plus passes in this offense if he stays healthy, you know, assuming he doesn't have to stay in and block, which I think he'll be out more than he certainly was last year. You look at what he did down the stretch last year in the games he played. Would he catch four touchdown passes in 5 weeks, the final five games of the season? I think he's potentially poised to have another 10 touchdown season.
Did you say something?
Lauren
tweeted out a picture of Julie
and
Benz.
I retweeted it already.
I know
you're
you
so
did.
Far
and
behind.
I retweeted it as well. I am far behind, but I've just been staring at her flawless
face.
She's
beautiful.
She's drop dead gorgeous.
She's fabulous.
She is very pool worthy.
She's helmets and heels worthy.
Crazy.
Sorry.
That's just a little nuts. By the way, helmets and heels. If you missed it last night, catch it. This Sunday morning from 7 to 8, breakfast with the ladies of Helmets and Heels is what we're calling it.
We had some really
so
good
many
reactions
more jokes
from
to
players.
Go there. But
what's that, Lauren?
I was just saying we had some really good reactions from players, the Jags players, on domestic violence, and a really good story from Will Blackman also on getting cut up
what
in
was,
Green Bay.
What was kind of the reaction, the general reaction for players to the league's coming out, or Roger Goodell coming out and talking about six games? Second offense, a year to a lifetime ban.
They completely agreed with the fact that they increased the suspension length. I mean, especially like Pozlesny. Paul Pozlesny had a really good point on you cannot touch a woman. It's just there's no excuse for it any way, shape, or form. So they all agreed that it needed to get more stringent. And I agree, of course, with them as well.
Well, we'll find out. I mean, Ray McDonald is the idiot who walked right into this situation and, maybe he'll get exonerated. They all claim when the facts come out, they'll all be exonerated. Then they take a plea deal, typically.
That's the question is where's the six, what is the six game? What do you have to do to get the six game? Is it, do you have to agree to a misdemeanor? Do you have to agree? Do you have to get completely exonerated? The problem in these cases so often is the spouse or girlfriend or whatever drops charges and it makes it very difficult to prosecute.
Keep in mind, too, when Goodell said mitigating factors that could reduce it, he also said that could increase it. One of them is striking a pregnant woman.
Right.
And that is the case in this particular instance. Ray McDonald's accused of striking his pregnant girlfriend, or I'm not sure if it's his wife or girlfriend.
I think fiance.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently, that's the danger zone with NFL players, not to make light of it, but I mean, Ray Rice's fiance, Ray McDonald's fiance, but pregnant fiance, by the way, who is accused of assaulting. So, could be even worse than six games, and if that's the case, I'd have, throw the book at him. I don't care. Throw them all out of the league. I've never hit a woman. I never, the only way to put yourself in that jeopardy is to do it, right? Unless you're falsely accused, and I'll let the case play its way out. But if he's shown to have done it, I don't care if they threw him out of the league on the first offense, personally.
Yeah.
You know? But, all right, back to Julie Benz. That'll do it for us today. Thanks to Metro Rooter for bringing you the show. They bring it to you every Wednesday. Thanks to Dr. Stephen Lucy from Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, the official medical providers of your Jacksonville Jaguars, for stopping by with your weekly look at the injury report. We'll highlight key injuries that impact the Jags game, both from themselves and their opponents in the weeks ahead. One day to the kickoff of the season. Very excited about that. We'll be with you again tomorrow from 10 to noon right here for Joe Fortunato, for Lauren Brooks, for Fat Tony, for Mark Long. I'm Mike Dempsey saying goodbye. We'll say hello to the boys of XL Primetime coming up next on 1010 XL 92.5 FM. Hey, folks. NFL season kicking off tomorrow. That means week one of your fantasy football season kicking off tomorrow. You've already drafted. You know what you did? You drafted Wes Welker, like Mark Long did. Oh, no. What are you going to do? Well, you got to plug that hole. Well, here's the thing. With weekly fantasy football, you don't have to worry about it. Don't pick Wes Welker. Maybe you're picking Andre Caldwell as a cheap replacement for him. Maybe you're picking Emmanuel Sanders to pick up the slack in Denver. The key is, with FanDuel.com, it's weekly fantasy football for real money. Cash leagues, immediate cash payouts.